Hey there, sexy. Are you ever gonna get this window fixed? Yes, I'm wearing clothes. How very observant of you. How was your day, baby? Wow. Boring. It's a good thing you have me. I said, oh, how was mine? I'm so glad you asked. I woke as the sun was starting to go down, and I decided to take a stroll around downtown to look for a new dick. So hard to find a new dick these days, you know? Just as I was starting to give up, this thing with wheels is really loud. Cars? Cars. Okay, so a car comes right next to me. And I was getting ready to fight. It was growling at me and everything, and I'll be honest, I wasn't sure I could take it. It was really big, you know? But then it opens up on the side, and this little human guy is sitting there. He's just sitting there, staring. I mean, really staring at my tits. He stopped stammering long enough to say, how much do you charge? I thought it was kind of a weird question. But I could tell he was looking for a fuck. So I leaned in with my tits hanging inside the car and said, I'll only have to charge at you if you try to run away. I think I could have said I was about to eat him and he wouldn't have noticed. So I climb inside and he won't stop stammering and sweating. So I lean down and undo his pants and there it is, all hard and ready. I started sucking on it, and he came almost immediately. He tries to hand me these little pictures of old men. I thought maybe he drew them himself or something, so I didn't want to be rude. I accepted them. I went on my way. And then I walk down the street, and I see a store. I see some stuff that's really just my style. So I walk in, and immediately this guy walks up to me and is like, you can't come in here like that. You need clothes. So, I played it cool and said, clothes? Like, maybe he'd think I was from out of town or something. And he gave me all this for the little pictures. Do you think it's sexy? I was hoping you would. Did I do anything else today? Oh, yeah, the guy who set me up with the clothes, I sucked his dick under the counter while he was working. It was hilarious. This old lady walks up and he's like, can I help? Ugh! You. He got fired. After that, I came over here. So how would you like to be the third and by far best dick I've sucked today? I thought so. Pull down your pants and let me get on my knees for you and suck your cock with my hands on your ass. You like that? You like my sharp fangs right there, bitch. You like knowing I could bite that fucking thing right off if you ever displease me. Did you come already? That's pathetic. That's a bad boy. In fact, Take all your clothes off. I'm not done with you yet. You'll see. For my next trick, I'll need a book. No, let me guess. You've never actually read most of these. God, you're so boring. Ah! This will work just perfectly. Now, let's open to page 666. That number of any special meaning to you? Me neither. Now put your dick between the pages. Are you fucking deaf? I said put your fucking dick in between the fucking pages. Good. What's that? You kind of trailed off there. I'm going to assume you said you don't want me to hurt the book, which I would never do. Don't worry. When we're done, this book will be just fine. Now put your balls in there. Do I have to say it again? The more you resist, the worse it's going to be. Good boy. Now let me just slowly close it. Doesn't hurt yet, does it? Just adding a little more pressure. Oh, you're trying to pull away now, but it won't help. In fact, it just might rip your balls off. You have no idea how turned on I am right now. You better hope I don't do anything rash and hurt those beautiful cum-filled balls. I'll stop as soon as you stop screaming and crying and resisting. As soon as you can just stand there calmly and accept the pain, it'll be over. Come on, baby. I don't want to have to pop those fucking things. Boy. You had me worried there for a second. Why? Well, I've been thinking. And I really like you. But if this is going to continue, you have to be broken in. A succubus girlfriend isn't a thing for fucking casuals, understand? No. Personally, I think the best part of this outfit is the belt. Here, let me fasten it around your neck. Yeah, don't worry. The ball thing isn't going to be a regular thing. I just needed to be sure you can handle pain. How does your neck feel? Sensitive. That's a good fucking answer. Now I'm gonna sit on your bed, and I want you to lay down, ass up in my lap, and I'm just gonna keep a little bit of tension on the belt to remind you who's on the other end of it. Yes, that's it. Have I ever told you how much I love your ass? I'm just gonna hold it and squeeze it while I pull on your collar. Yeah, bitch, squirm for me. Oh, don't be so dramatic. That was a love tap. If I wanted to hurt you, it would feel more like... You know, something's missing. Oh, I know what it is. Okay, baby. I have one more surprise for you. Very observant. I have a dick this time. Remember the first night when I stuck my tail up your ass? How did that make you feel? Good, I hope. Bend over the bed for me, bitch. No, you call that bent over.
This is bent over.
Oh, look at your little face pressed against the sheets. Beautiful ass sticking up in the air. So inviting. Oh, God. My cock is dripping and I haven't even stuck it in yet. I've got one hand on your dick, one hand pulling on your collar, and my dick just pressed against your asshole. I don't know about you, but I'm in fucking heaven. Oh, it's so fucking tight. Oh, this is all I've wanted to do since the first day I saw you. Oh, fucking take my demonic cock. Take it all, you fucking bitch! Oh. Stop screaming! Fuck! On second thought, keep it up. Oh, fuck! Fuck! Look at you. Look at you gasping for air while I jerk you off and fuck you in the ass. Fuck! I know how you feel now. Baby. Baby. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Shit, shit, shit. Please be alive. Fuck. Breathe. God damn it, breathe. I'm glad you're passed out. Because I have a few things I want to tell you. Do you know what I was planning on doing when I came over here? I was gonna suck your dick and then ask nicely, oh so nicely, if I could fuck your ass, and respecting your boundaries if you said no. It's like, I want to be this nice person to you. I want to be someone you look forward to seeing. But there's this sadistic bitch inside of me who's getting stronger every day. And she keeps telling me that I'll never be satisfied if I don't do this or that. And she's right. I am what I am. And it was stupid to think this would work out. If I keep returning, I'll probably end up killing you. And I really don't want that because... well, because I love you. And you could never love something like me. I'll try not to come back. I love you.